I'm going to ask everybody, if they would, to stand. I believe in standing for the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. Amen. We'll stand for an earthly judge. We better stand for the eternal one too. Amen. Judges chapter 16, verse 15 of the Bible reads. This is talking about Delilah. Jacob preached this a little bit earlier. I'm going to touch on it a little bit more. Or not say Jacob, sorry, excuse me, Dylan. And she said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee when thy heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with their words, and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart. Better be careful who you pour your heart out to. And said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. Nazarite means separated unto God. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awake out of his sleep, and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. I really want you to pay attention to this next word. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. He didn't know God was gone. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. You may be seated. I want to go to the Lord real fast in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we praise you. We honor you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for this privileged opportunity. Lord, I ask you to allow me to be an instrument in your hands. Lord God, a willing vessel purged, ready for the Master's use. Heavenly Father, Holy Ghost, I ask you to take my mind, my mouth. God, speak every word in due season. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Holy Ghost, we give you liberty in this house. And God, the most important person under the sound of my voice is somebody that doesn't fully know you, Lord, that hasn't been born again. Heavenly Father, Lord God, anyone that's lost, Lord, bring them under the spirit of conviction, God, under repentance, under the remission of sins. And Father, we'll never fail to give you praise, honor, and glory. And we rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus from any hindrances in this service. And Father, we give you liberty to do all things as you see fit. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And the body says, I want to ask Brother Morgan if he'll come real quick and help me out on the piano. I asked him for a favor, but I just want to be obedient to God. How about you? So I want you to bear with me real quick, and I want to talk about real quick just the foundation. Let me build a foundation, then we'll get to building the house. So I want you to understand right now, thinking about Samson, that Samson represents the church. In the modern day, this is what Samson represents. We're Samson. So a lot of the churches went after a woman named Delilah. So what does Delilah represent to you? Delilah means what? It said that he went into the valley. What does valley mean? You go from the mountaintop, you go down low. In the valley of Sorek, what's Sorek mean? It means piercing to the eyes and to whistle. Someone can do it better than I can. But have you ever just seen something in your Christian walk, Brother Bruce, that since you started serving God, buddy, it looked real good? But how many knows, isn't that just what the devil loves to do? The devil loves to give us something that just looks real good. The devil ain't going to come to you looking like something ugly. He's going to come to you looking real good. How many people in here, we got turkey hunters? I ain't never been turkey hunting, but I know they do this thing, Brother Morgan, where they do that little try to get that turkey in. Well, you know what I've learned, Brother Chris? I've learned not everything that goes gobble gobble is a turkey, brother. Isn't that just how the devil works, buddy? He'll sound just like that gobble gobble. Anybody in here been fishing? You'll use that bait. That'll bait will look so good in the water. Young people, listen to me. Woo! Going hanging out with certain people. That situation, that opportunity will look so good, won't it? But you better understand, it's like a mousetrap. You start playing in that peanut butter. You start playing in that peanut butter long enough, you start drifting away from God. It gets quiet in your life. Then all of a sudden, snap, your neck's broke. That's what the devil will do to you. And by the time they realize it, that you're already caught. So we understand that Samson was called by God. He was a Nazarite. He was separated from his mother's womb. Many of us have been separated by our mother's womb. As Jacob preached earlier, God chose you. You didn't choose God first. He chose you. But a lot of the church, and I preached this in my church about 3 weeks ago, a lot of the church has ran after Delilah. We've ran after the world. Nazarite means separated unto God. All the churches you see most of the time now are so much like the world, there's no separation. We can't tell the difference. Somebody help me preach today, just real quick. I know Greg's got something on his heart, but I need about 10 minutes. I promise you'll be blessed. So we understand what's the next thing that happened. He poured out his heart and said, my strength was in my what? My hair. But see, it wasn't in the hair. His strength was in the hair, represented the law of God in his life. You know, you'll find people say, ask in Jesus' name, it'll be done. We'll quote the rest of the scripture. John chapter 15 of the Bible says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. John 14, 21 declares, we'll make our abode if you what? If you love us and keep our commandments. Samson started to stop keeping God's commandments. Come on, we went from long skirts to shorter skirts. Woo! Come on, anybody hear me? I said we went from watching no TV to watching a little bit. We used to keep it PG, at least for the kids. Now rated R, don't bother us none. Jesus ain't watching that filth with you. It used to be so bad. It used to be ungood. People say, well, the world will go the way the world goes. No, the world will go the way the church goes. And we don't have anybody preaching righteousness. It's all about preaching God's love. Well, brother, God's love's good. His goodness bringeth forth repentance, but the goodness is you're damned to hell. And his mercy is the only thing that's going to save you. That's his goodness. So what's the first thing after he got deceived, after he got tricked by the devil, what's the first thing that happened? The Philistines came. Huh? Philistines, think of the Philistines as Samson's the church, Brother Chris. The Philistines, the devil. Devil been messing up stuff in your life and your family today. So I want you to understand that when the Philistines came, what's the first thing they done? They took his eyes. Why? Because if the devil can take your vision, he's got it all. After he took the eyesight, the vision, he took the what? He bound him in chains. Church is more bound now than she's ever been. Ain't nobody got no freedom to do anything. Some churches, you amen too loud, every deacon in there swallows a bubble gum. We're so bound up, ain't got no vision, looking like we got baptized in lemon juice. What happened to the church's joy? So we understand, then the last thing he was working, it's like the church now. Brother, we're having camp meeting. We're having revivals. I had a revival at my church. We're doing things, but it's like Samson. He was working, but he was grinding in the enemy's mill house. Woo! It's just like the prodigal son, Jacob. It said he was throwing away the corn and eating the husks. Woo! You're getting sick of eating husks. Bear with me. I need about 5 more minutes. But see, that's the key, that after the hair was gone, it's not that it said the hair was gone, that his strength was gone. What happened was that when the hair was gone, the law of God was gone out of his heart, because that's what separated him. That's what makes you separate from the world. It's not all about what you wear. It's about how you act. Woo! Come on, somebody. I know Greg's about to get up, but just bear with me a little bit. So now he's in prison. All hope is gone. The church is bound down. Ain't got no vision. Bible says without a vision, the people perish. What's the last thing you had in your mind when you had vision? What's your vision for your life? What's your vision for your home church? Do you see your home church growing? Do you see revival coming? Do you see lost souls coming in? What's your vision for your lost loved ones? Come on, anybody help me preach. So then it said the Philistines went to make sport of him. How many knows after the devil catches you, he's going to put you to shame? You'll be left naked, miserable. Woo! Nobody wants to feel cold and naked, Brother Bruce. A lot of the church is feeling cold and naked. They're like Peter. They lost the Holy Ghost fire, so they go warm themselves by that false fire. We've turned so much into Martha. We've been serving everybody, so on and so forth. That's good, but if the church will get back to being like Mary. Whoa, being like Mary when all hell was breaking loose. Mary was found at his feet. Anybody hear me? Let's have church just for a minute. I know Greg's going to do better, but I want you to bear with me. So we go to the time we're living in now. The church is in bondage. A lot of the church is in bondage. We ain't got no vision. We're blind. But it says that as the Philistines call them out to make sport. Brother, you look on the news and see what they're saying, what homosexuality, what homosexuals are saying about the church. You look what lost people saying about the church. I said the church lost their power. The church doesn't know that the Lord's departed. Gifts are good, but if you ain't got the gift giver, what's it profit you? So it says the Philistines took them out. Took them out to make sport of them, make fun. And it said that there was a little lad there, and I'm about to close and shut up. There was a little lad there, and remember that his hair began to grow again. I'm telling you, I know dark's coming, but while it's day, why don't you get to work? So it said his hair began to grow a little bit. Why don't you grow your hair out again? Why don't you get your hope back? Why don't you get your fire back? Why don't you get the Lord burning inside you once again? Why don't you get back on that straight and narrow path? Start working for the kingdom of God. We can do a lot of stuff in public, but brother, why don't you start tearing down the devil's strongholds in private? That's what's going to matter, what you do for eternity. So he talked to the little lad, and being known unto you, God sent a little lad today. It's me. He ain't little, he's pretty chunky. That's all right, I still love you. But I want you to understand that he talked to that little lad, Brother Bruce, and he said, put my hands to the pillars. How many knows there's a kingdom of heaven, but there's a kingdom of devils, of darkness? Ephesians says, well, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits, principalities. I don't pray against the person battling addiction. I pray against that spirit. So he talked to the little lad, and he said he couldn't see anymore. He said, put my hands to the pillars. Woo! Bible says the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall into a ditch. He said, put my hands to the pillars. And after he put his hands to the pillars, he remembered that hair started to grow again. He got a little bit of that hope back, got a little bit of that fire of the Holy Ghost back, got a little back of that presence of the Lord. After he put his hands to the pillars, you know what happened? He cried out to God. And as he cried out to God, he said, Lord, I pray thee, remember me this once, that I might be avenged of these Philistines. When's the last time you prayed and said, God, give me a prayer life to tear down what the devil's built up? Come on, anybody listening to me? And it said he bowed with all his might, and he brought the house down. And you know, Samson, they say he committed suicide. Brother Bruce, he didn't commit suicide. You know what he committed? Sacrifice. And then the Bible says that he killed more by letting himself die with them than he killed his entire lifetime. He destroyed more of what the devil built up in 5 minutes of dying to himself than he ever did his entire lifetime. So you know what God's looking for the church to do? God's looking for some people to raise up and be like Samson. And I'm about to shut up. He's looking for some people to stand up and say, I'm crucified with Christ. I said, the world's crucified to me. I don't know about you, but I've got some lost loved ones that they've got some pillars of the devil in their life that I love to put my hands to and bring crashing down. Those who got some pillars in your life you love to bring to the ground. Come on, he said, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. Him that loses his life for my sake, he shall find it. When's the last time you lost your life? What happened to the church being soldiers? And if Morgan give me a D chord, I'm just sing a little verse or chorus of this real quick, and I'll shut up and sit down. But what I want you to gather hold of today is that God's given you power through his Son. He said through him that what? Loves us, we are more than conquerors. I said, he's the Lord, strong and mighty. Beside him, there is no other. And with him, all things are possible. So when are you going to decide, church, to grab your sword and your shield and put the armor of God on? When are you going to decide to take the kingdom of heaven by force? It said the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. When are we going to get up and put our hands to the pillars? It's like that song, Brother Morgan, give me a D real quick. I'm a soldier How many feels like soldiers today? Yes, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Don't you feel like fighting today? Don't you feel like putting your hands to the pillars of the devil? Well, I said, Jesus is my captain. Woo, sing it with me. I said, Jesus is my captain. Yes, Jesus is my captain. In the army of the Lord. Well, I've got my sword and my shield. Got my sword and my shield.
In this army of the Lord.
Got my sword and my shield.
In this army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Well, I'm a soldier.
Well, in this army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier.
Well, in this army of the Lord.
Do you feel like a fight? I'm a soldier.
Well, in this army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Got my soul.
Let me fight in this army of the Lord.
Oh, if I die, let me die.
In this army of the Lord.
If I die, let me die.
Oh, in this army of the Lord. I'm
a soldier in the army of the Lord. Come on, anybody feel like a soldier?
In this army of the Lord.
You feel like you got your sword and your shield in your hand?
I'm a soldier.
Don't you feel like messing up something of the devil's?
I'm a soldier. The Lord. I've got my flag raised high. Army of the Lord.
I've got my flag raised high.
Oh, in this army of the Lord.
Got my flag raised
high. Oh, in this army of the Lord. Oh, I'm a soldier in this army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier.
Oh, in this army of the Lord.
Well, I'm a soldier.
Oh, in this army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier.
In this army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Well, now Jesus is my captain. Oh, now Jesus is my captain.
In this army of the Lord.
Yes, now Jesus is my captain.
Oh, in this army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Oh, ain't no turning back.
In this army of the Lord.
Ain't no turning back. In this army of the Lord.
No, there ain't no turning back.
I'm a soldier in this army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier
in this army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier
in this army of the Lord.
Oh, I'm a soldier in this army of the Lord. Brother Greg Crumbs, the scariest part of Samson was that he said that he wist, which means what? He knew not that the Lord departed from him. You know, I'll hear people invite me to church, and they'll say, we got this, we got that. Boy, we got gifts, we got tongues. I believe in speaking in tongues. I do occasionally when the Lord comes on me. I believe in prophecy. I believe in gifts, the working of miracles. I believe in the fullness of God's word. But, you know, I don't hear many people say anymore, Brother Greg, this when they invite me to church. Brother, the presence of God is there. Gifts are good, but the gift giver is much, much better. And if I want anything in this world, I want Jesus. Brother, you can have healing. You can come expecting prophecy from somebody. You can come expecting gifts. You can come expecting an outpouring, and that's all great. But if you ain't got the Lord, what's it going to profit you? I want Jesus. I said, Jesus is my captain, not myself. I said, Jesus is my master. I want the Lord. And the Samson, he knew not that the Lord departed from him. We need to get hold of God. I ask you today before Brother Greg preaches, I know he's going to do good. I felt the Lord from him just talking to him earlier. But before he comes, I just want to ask you this. Why'd you come? Why are you here? Are you here for him? I'm here for him. And while I'm here, I'd love to tear down some pillars of the devil. Thank you.